just take the opportunity to remind all of you that he is a devout Catholic and somebody who attends church regularly. He started his day attending church with his family this morning.
That was a majestic voice. You can keep Jesus. As far as I'm concerned, Neil Diamond will always be King of the Jews.
The hell happened?
Well, Judith was giving me some therapy and helped me realize I was gay. And the next thing...
Wait, what? Oh, I see what happened. She messed with your head.
Wayne, I'm gay.
No, you're not. You're just unsuccessful with women.
No, I'm gay. Judith got me in touch with the inner JD.
Oh, how'd she do that?
She listened. Unlike other people who've known me for years and have ignored all the telltale signs.
Like what?
Like my obsession with Bette Midler? My preference for track lighting?
Cheer up, man. You know what they say? Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
Good morning, America. How are you? I'm Rabbi Dave.
And I am Friar Rod, and it is a great morning.
And today, in case you did not know, and you may not have, is definitely not Saturday.
No.
I don't care what you've heard. I don't care what you see. I don't care what you read. Today is, in fact, Easter Sunday.
He is risen, Dave. Which I don't expect you to reply to, because you are a rabbi.
He is also visible.
Well.
Because today, in case you did not know, is also still Ramadan. That's still going on.
Yeah, okay.
It's almost Pesach. In fact, a week ago, we had Purim. So this is a big time of year for us Jews. This is a big religious time of year. It's, like I said, it's Ramadan. So Muslims, it's a big time of year. Today, huge day for you Christians. This is like the pinnacle of your...
This is it.
I mean, there's what
He's
else?
He's alive. I mean, we have, you know, Easter musicals and things that we did strictly targeting this time period to bring people in and to tell the good news.
Easter, the musical.
Yeah.
Always look on the bright side of life. But you know what else today is, right? Today is also, in case you missed it, the president of these here United States.
The Catholic president, is he not?
Well, that's what they say. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm not one to judge someone else's religion, but if I walk around town wearing a New York Yankees hat and a New York Yankees shirt, and I have New York Yankees bumper stickers all over my car, but I tell you I'm a Dodger fan, what do you say?
I say baloney.
Or even worse, San Francisco Giants shit all over my car and my hat. But I tell you, I'm a Dodger fan. I bleed Dodger.
There's no way.
Do you believe me?
There's no way you're a Dodger fan.
So if you tell me you're a Catholic, but everything you do is not Catholic, what am I supposed to believe?
I don't think he's a practicing Catholic. I think it's...
Okay.
He's Catholic of convenience.
I like that term, but... Boy, practicing. What is that? He's not practicing. So, is he a Catholic?
Well, this, I mean, this the goes back Catholic to my, Church would still say, yeah, he's still Catholic.
Right, of course they would. You know why? Because the more people you have on the rolls, the better. It's the same thing they do in Utah. I'm serious. I know tons of, personally, know by name. I can tell you who they are. They're known as Jack Mormons. Or they were
Jack back, Mormons.
Or they were known as that back in the 80s. These are Mormons who are on the rolls, but they don't go to church. They don't tithe. They don't go to church. They don't.
Sure.
They don't believe any of that. But they're still on the rolls.
Why Jack, though? What? I wonder what the significance.
You know, it goes back to the old jackalopes and jackrabbits. And,
okay.
It was a long time ago. The '80s were a weird time, kids. They were very different. Pull up your chair and let Grandpa Dave tell you all about the 1980s when you hid under your desk with if there was an atomic attack. And it would help you survive. But no. So, back to my point here. Today is Easter. It's almost Passover, which is can we get into a discussion about that? Mm-hmm. Why is Passover still a week away or 2 weeks away and your Easter is already happening? You know how they decide the date of Easter? Now, you would think that it would be the same as Passover, right? That same weekend, you would think.
Well, I mean, yeah, you'd think so.
But that's not how they decide. Way back when the church got together and they decided that these are the rules of Easter. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox.
Okay. It's just a target day. It's not the actual day that he...
Right, but remember when they did that, they were on the calendar. Not the current calendar that we use. And that's why it gets screwed up.
Okay.
Anyway, so it's Easter Sunday. It's still Ramadan. But today, by proclamation of the president, the Catholic president of the United States of America, remember when we wouldn't elect a Catholic? Remember when John Kennedy had to give a speech
mm-hmm.
because he was Roman Catholic? And everybody was like, well, we're not voting for Roman Catholics. 1928, we didn't elect Al Smith, who was probably the better candidate for president. We didn't elect him. You know why? Because he was a Catholic.
Hmm?
We didn't do that. Then we elected Kennedy, kind of. And now we have Joe Biden,
mm-hmm.
who announced to us via multiple outlets that today is also the Transgender Day of Visibility, which just happens to fall on. It just happens to, let me try that again. 3, 2, 1. It just happens to fall on Easter Sunday.
Offensive? Yeah, at the same time, he banned kids, right, from the... From the Easter celebration, I think, is what I saw.
Well, I didn't see that, but it wouldn't surprise me. If I could, I would, too. If I had the power of the president, you're damn right, I'd kids on my lawn. No, get off my lawn, you kids.
Yeah, White House bans children from submitting religious-themed Easter egg designs at event for military families.
Oh, okay, so he didn't actually ban them. He just told them they couldn't.
You can't worship God.
So what if one of them did a Ramadan-based egg?
I bet you it'd still go.
Or a Passover-based egg.
I bet you it'd still go.
Or a transgender person wearing a cross.
They don't fit. Okay. You know what? That's probably...
Because today...
A transgender flag with a cross on it. That would be interesting.
Today is Transgender Visibility Day. With me here?
Yeah.
So what does that mean? This is one of the things I hate about baseball now. I mean, there's not much that I hate about baseball, but this is one of the things that I hate about baseball now is that every year we have to go through this ridiculous nonsense. And yes, that's what I said. This ridiculous nonsense every year in, I don't even know when it is, because we have to have Breast Cancer Awareness Week, month, day,
yeah,
year. And so everybody has to trundle out their pink cleats and their pink bats. And the NFL does the same thing.
Pink uniforms.
Pink uniforms, pink this. Is there anybody in the 21st century who is not aware of breast cancer? Bueller? Yeah. Anybody? And yet we have to put up with this every year because we have to be aware of breast cancer. And if we don't do that, if your team says, oh, we're not doing that, what happens?
They get shunned.
shunned again, whatever. And then, of course, we have all these other nights that we have to have, you know, awareness nights, Italian-American left-handers nights, former submariner nights, Veterans Day nights. It gets to the point. So, but now we've reached peak whatever. And on Easter Sunday, which, by the way, has been on the calendar for, what, 2,000 years?
Yeah, pretty much.
Not like it snuck up on anybody.
No.
Do you, Rod, as a Christian, think that the White House looked at that and went, let's do Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday?
Oh, I do believe that they did that on purpose.
Why?
They wanted to cause a stink. They wanted the backlash. They want the fired up evangelicals.
Do you think they're going to get it? Do you think evangelicals are going to be that fired up about it?
I think so.
Did they preach about it today at your sermon? You don't remember because you weren't paying attention.
Oh, no. Well, we're recording this before the sermon day.
But
not on Saturday.
But not on Saturday. Today is definitely Sunday. No matter what, you must believe that today is Saturday or else everything else that follows will not seem magical. You must believe that today is Sunday.
Easter Sunday.
Yes. Or else everything that follows will not be magical. That's my favorite book line of all. Right up there with Call Me Ishmael. Anyway, point of all this being that it had to be on purpose. So why do it? If you're Joe Biden, and your reelection campaign is going so badly that you have to have Lizzo perform at a multi-million-dollar fundraiser at the same time the funeral for a police officer that many blame your policies for is going on less than 20 minutes away, and you have to have Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, who hates you, at the event. Why would you do this?
Wasn't it like a Disney animatronic? Why can't I say that word?
I don't know.
It's too darn early in the morning.
It's like Tyrannosaurus.
Animatronic.
That.
A Disney animatronic thing where they came up out of the stage and they were like waving just like the animatronics do at Disneyland.
Did it not look like he had a load in his pants?
I didn't look that closely, Dave.
Why would you pick today for this? If you're Joe Biden, and your campaign is going so poorly that in every demographic, you are losing by, in some places, as much as 20 points, despite 93 indictments.
Because you want another January 6th, Dave. You want to foment the fervor and the hate, and you want to, and
do you think that there are enough transgender people who are not apparently visible that you're going to stir up so much of them that they're going to pour out in the streets and vote for you?
No. Yeah. He did it for the reaction on the other side. That's what he did. On Easter.
On Easter Sunday. Which seems like somebody at the White House should have said, look, maybe this isn't a great idea.
I don't know. I should start one of those polls, you know, where they, you know, submit it for Joe Biden's excommunication from the Catholic Church.
Well, they didn't excommunicate Nancy Pelosi, who's in favor of abortion, so why would they listen to that? The thing is...
Well, because they don't want, you know, she's here, so the question is, who's running hell, right? So they don't want her to go back there. They'd rather keep her here where they can keep an eye on her.
Mephistopheles is running hell. Here's what I come back to, and maybe I'm being disrespectful, and as usual, when I'm being disrespectful, I don't give a fuck. Why do I need a transgender day of visibility on Easter Sunday or any other day of the year? Why do I need that? What is it about transgender visibility that has to be in my face like a pink baseball bat on Breast Cancer Month, Awareness Month?
Why are they so hell-bent, and I'm using that actually literally as well as figuratively, on pushing this transgender crap? I don't understand why they're so hell-bent on that.
Well, I think if you took the time to to consider it, you probably have an answer. But when you're dealing with politics, it's even worse, because there's an old saying in British politics about the difference between courage, being courageous as a politician, and being controversial. Controversial means you'll lose votes. Being courageous means you're going to lose the election. Is this a courageous move by Joe Biden to have Transgender Visibility Day on Easter Sunday, or is it just controversy?
Oh, it's kind of a combination of the two.
So, I guess, to answer your question, why are they pushing this so hard, is very simple to me. Because it is the antithesis of what we believe. We believe in all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that governments are instituted amongst men to protect those rights. That's what we believe. Do you think Joe Biden believes that?
I don't think so, no.
And what evidence can you give me from our conversation here that he doesn't believe that? He doesn't believe that all men are created equal.
Because he's stepping on one group of individuals to promote another group of individuals to purposely divide the nation.
And to provide what I would argue are more rights to one group than the other. Now, this comes about because there's a difference between what you would call natural rights and civil rights. Natural rights are those rights which are endowed by our creator, whomever you choose to believe that is. These are rights that cannot be taken away, and that the Constitution does not grant you. It simply restricts government from being able to interfere with them. Civil rights, on the other hand, are those rights which are granted by government. Follow me? Hence, they are civil because it has to do with the civilian government. Civil rights tend to be less unalienable. Because in order to give you a certain right civilly, I have to take something away from someone else to give that to you. Hence, I have to tax you in order to provide something for someone else. So take from you, give to them. Hence, your civil right is not unalienable. And so we start pushing for these things because people in general don't know the difference between the two. And because at its core value, it is undermining the basic values that we hold as Americans, that we were founded upon. As a conservative American, and I've said this a dozen times, I'll probably say it a million more, I don't give a rat's ass if you want to pretend that you're a woman. I don't. What I'm not going to tolerate is you telling me that I have to participate in your delusion, in your weird sexual perversion. You want to do it? Have a ball.
Yeah.
But don't tell me that I have to believe it or go along with it.
Or really anyone else for that matter.
That's a violation of my unalienable right to force me to believe something that I know is not true. You can apply that to religion as well. I don't have to respond to Rod's "He is risen" this morning because he knows that I see things differently. But do you hear us beating each other over the head with swords and murdering each other in the streets of Accra because God told me to kill him and his God told him to kill me? Of course not.
No, but I do have my holy hand grenade ready.
He does. I've seen it. Good thing is he can't count to three because he's still hungover.
Oh, gee, thanks. On so when, Easter Sunday morning.
So when you say to me that we have to have this transgender day of visibility. Why? In the words of the president, we honor the extraordinary courage and contributions of transgender America and reaffirm our nation's commitment to forming a more perfect union where all people are created equal and treated equally throughout their lives. Transgender Americans are part of the fabric of our nation, he writes. Whether serving their communities or in the military, raising families, running businesses, they help America thrive. Do not normal straight people do that?
Good question. They do. So why call out this group?
Why call them out? Exactly. Why do I need a transgender day of visibility to promote something that should already be, what's that word that we use? Oh, yeah, self-evident.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we send a message to all transgender Americans. You are loved. You are heard. You are understood. You belong. You are America. You and my entire administration and I have your back. Now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden, Jr., president of these here United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31st, 2024, as Transgender Day of Visibility, and I call upon all Americans to join us in lifting up the lives and voices of transgender people throughout our nation, and so work towards eliminating violence and discrimination based on gender identity.
No, we have to affirm them, Dave. They have to be affirmed.
Why does it have to be today? Is Monday not good?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, Saturday night.
He did it for the most maximum coverage he could get.
Okay. So here's my next question. Why do we have Pride Month?
Yeah, I mean, why couldn't it have been during that Pride Month?
Why couldn't it have been November 6th, which is Transgender Parent Day? Or Trans Awareness Week, November 13th through the 19th? By the way, transgender is different from drag. International Drag Day, in case you missed it, is July 16th. Agender Pride Day is at Intersex Awareness Day is October 26th. Or you can come out on National Coming Out Day, which is October 11th. Omnisexual Visibility Day is July 6th. So make sure you mark your calendar for that. Bisexual Awareness Week ends on September 22nd, but jumps right into Bisexual Visibility Day, which is September 23rd. July 14th is International Non-Binary Day, right in the middle of Non-Binary Awareness Week. And, of course, you have Gay Uncle Day on August 14th.
Gay Uncle Day?
Speaking of April, which starts tomorrow, we cannot forget the ladies. International Lesbian Visibility Day is April 26th. I think we can all kind of get behind that.
Yeah.
Harvey Milk Day is May 22nd, and Stonewall Riots Day is June 28th. Pansexuality is a widely misunderstood, so it gets a few days. Pansexuality and Panoramic Visibility Day is May 24th. But don't forget Pansexual Pride Day, which is December 8th. Spirit Day is October 21st, but nobody knows what that's actually for. Now, a lot of people confuse Pride Month, which is June, with LGBT History Month, which is October. We have to observe both, though, as well as Bisexual Health Awareness Month, which is March, and Trans Awareness Month, which is not March, but November.
Just great.
May 17th is International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, and Transphobia. Also, Don't Be Hateful last March 1st, which is Zero Discrimination Day. And discrimination is definitely not okay on the International Day of Silence, which is April 22nd. So in sum, Rod, while you may be bent out of shape, you and your fellow Christians may be bent out of shape about Biden taking over Easter, his hands were tied. He didn't have any other days to choose from. All the other days on the calendar were already taken.
I'm going to have to sick the rabbit of Kaer Benog on him. On their little Easter egg parade.
So why did he choose Easter? Because he had to. And just like baseball, the NFL, and our breast cancer awareness pink outfits. That's the other thing I hate, is going to those games and being on these jerseys. No. No, I'm not going to. Just like all of that.
What they need are like little, you know, little buttons that they sell with nipples on them.
Yeah.
Those would sell.
They would. But the reason we have to have Transgender Awareness Day is because you people aren't aware enough. And all these other days aren't getting the job done, I suppose.
And if you're against it, you're a hateful person. You're a hater.
That's why we have on Easter Sunday, which shall forever and henceforth forever be known as Transpalooza. I'm Dave.
I am Rod.
And hopefully you understood the, I don't know if it's sarcasm or not, and all of that discussion about Trans Day of Visibility. The reason Biden picked Easter Sunday is because he hates you.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I'm, you couldn't do it on, you know, actually Passover, because that would be offensive. They couldn't do it on the big feast day of Ramadan, because that would be offensive. But you Christians, you just,
yeah, you're just, well, bigots. They'll forgive you.
Yeah. Kind of what we do, right? It's kind of our thing. Anyway, there you go. That's the reason why. But in case you missed Transgender Visibility Day tomorrow, you can catch up on all those other, which are actually real things, by the way.
Tomorrow, you mean Don't, today.
Yeah, that's what I said. Because today is Saturday.
No, today is not
Sunday.
Saturday.
Today is not Saturday. Today is Sunday. We'll fix that in the editing. You won't know the difference. That's the beauty of pre-recording stuff, is we can edit all those little mistakes out, and you won't know the difference. You'll go, sounds like Sunday to me. Sounds like Sunday to me. Much discussion this week amongst talking heads.
Quite a bit. Reverend
Bill, about squatters' rights, which come under the same kind of reasoning. Why do such a thing as squatters' rights exist? Do you even know what squatters' rights are?
They're definitely not, you know, pro-property owner rights.
Well, here's the problem. Like so many things, squatters' rights is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's legally defined. And it was done so for very specific reasons. But is what we are watching in the news, New York, Seattle, basically everywhere but Wyoming, is that actual squatters' rights?
I don't think all of it is.
In Seattle, we got a guy who's a serial squatter. He goes around and does this.
Mm-hmm.
And the solution we just learned yesterday was that his landlord wants to evict him. Because
mm-hmm.
You know what the solution to this was? Not to go in and remove him. The solution is that the city of Seattle, human resources, something care, the rough equivalent of HUD, human urban development, whatever the social services department of the city of Seattle is,
mm-hmm.
is cutting the landlord a check to pay for the back rent and the current rent. So he's going to get paid, so he won't have anything to say.
That's so wrong. because that means they're basically okaying the theft of the property in a way.
Well, but now it's not theft because now he's gotten his rent.
See? No, but it is because he didn't have an agreement in place or anything like that. It's not a contractual relationship.
Do you need an agreement to be
It's like,
squatter?
Oh, well, here's a five. There you go.
In Washington State, now I can't speak for any other state because I don't live there. I don't live in California or Florida. But squatters have legal rights in Washington. Washington law allows squatters to live in another person's property if the actual property owner doesn't take legal actions to force an eviction process, which this guy in Seattle did. Additionally, squatters can claim full legal ownership of the real estate property through something known as adverse possession. Now, follow me. This is the legal definition, at least in Washington State, and I would assume the other states are similar.
Probably.
To squatters' rights. The claim has to be hostile. That's number one. In other words, there has to be an argument here.
Uh-huh.
Number two, the squatters must physically live in the property. Number
Hence,
three.
Squatting.
Right. Number three. The occupation by the squatters needs to be evident to anyone. Can't hide. You can't be living underground like moles and can't be hiding in the attic, that sort of thing. Number four is interesting. Listen to what it says. The trespassers have to possess the property exclusively. So on the one hand, it acknowledges the fact that you are trespassing. But number two, there can't be anybody else there, which the guy in Seattle has violated because he's been subletting.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where it gets interesting. Now, this is basically what we've seen up to this point, whether you're talking about New York, California, Florida, wherever. This is, are these squatters or are they trespassers? Because now we get into the squatters must live on the property for 7 continuous years.
Mm-hmm.
There's that number 7 again. That's the Jews.
It's like 30 days in New York, though.
Right. The squatter needs to have a color of title in the legal sense. A color of title is a legal term. What it essentially means is you have title, or it looks like you have the title, but there's some problem with it, and you can't legally sell it yet because you don't have clear title. That's what I would call it, clear title. Mm-hmm. And number 8, you ready? This is the big one. The squatters must have been paying property taxes for the 7 years they've been occupying the property.
This is in Washington.
This is in Washington. If you don't meet those conditions, you are not a squatter, you are a trespasser. And the city of Seattle's solution to that is, let's write a check and buy off the owner, who then still can't get rid of the person who's in his property.
Yeah.
To do whatever it is that he wants to do with it, which again, I go back to, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, which includes property.
Mm-hmm.
Why is all this happening now? Why are we seeing squatting all over the country? And you can call me up and say, David, because the economy is so bad. But why really are we seeing it now?
I think because of the lax government laws. I mean, even the it's not so much the laws, it's the enforcement of those laws.
Well, how do you enforce them?
Well, apparently in Washington, you've got to legally go through the eviction process, which God knows how long that
right, but
is.
Even then, the city of Seattle steps in and goes, oh, well, here's some money. Go away.
What does that do to the whole process then, right? I'm trying to get them out of there, and you're paying me for it?
Who's paying the property tax? That's what I want to know, because now you've paid the rent. Theoretically, the property tax is built into the rent, so the owner's back to paying it again. So is he a renter or is he a trespasser? Or did this guy just scam the taxpayers of Seattle into paying his rent for...
He just did, yeah. That's exactly right.
Why is this happening now?
What's your theory?
Because squatting, just like the transgender day of visibility, is an attack on unalienable rights. And people who do not believe those things, not pointing any fingers, not naming any names, but it rhymes with Joseph R. Biden Jr., president of these here United States, don't give a rat's ass about unalienable rights. They care about civil rights, which means that they can take something from you to give to someone else because it benefits them. I'm not saying that civil rights are bad. It's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is because they are not unalienable, they are much more dangerous when it comes to manipulation by politicians for their own benefit. Why is this happening now? Why is Transgender Day of Visibility happening now and not in November when I have Transgender Visibility Month or June, which is Pride Month? Because it's an attack on your beliefs and to a lesser degree, my beliefs, because this is Passover season and even Islamic beliefs right in the middle of Ramadan. Why are we surprised by any of this?
Well, and you're not going to see Biden come out and do and actually do this on a Muslim holiday. It's not
or a Jewish holiday. He's not going to do it on anything other than a Christian holiday because he's going to claim, I mean, if I'm the president, he's going to claim that, well, March 31st isn't always Easter.
Yeah.
Just happens to be this.
Yeah.
That's what he's going to say. But again, it was on the calendar.
And he might not be president next year to do it then.
This is true. Might not be. Who knows?
He's literally just one staircase away of being out of office.
One pebble on the floor away. Why is all this happening now? This is all happening now because this is what you would expect to happen if you have people who do not believe in the foundational principles of Republican government.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what he says in his thing. Just like if I were to be seen wearing a San Francisco Giants hat and San Francisco Giants jersey. By the way, what kind of jersey am I wearing today, Rod?
It's a Dodger blue.
And if I were to be seen wearing all that Giants crap, would you believe me that I'm a Dodger fan? You can say all you want about the authority, the privileges vested in you by the Constitution, but if you're doing things that are not in keeping with those values, what does it tell me about you?
That you are not really of what you say you are. Your words and your deeds do not align.
So I guess we're agreed that actions speak louder than words.
They do.
And if your actions are about stealing people property, insulting people on their major religious holidays, to benefit yourself and your friends, is that really a Republican, small r, not big r, value? Federalist 57, Madison wrote very carefully that the day we as Americans tolerate this kind of behavior, this specific type of behavior, when politicians begin to do things that benefit themselves and their friends, and not the entirety of the country, that is the day that the American experiment is done.
It's been done for a little while, though, Dave.
Your spirit of liberty has become so debased that you will accept this. You might as well hang it up. As Rod said, I think we're there.
Welcome back to What the Frock. Dave, in this week's WTF news story, for me, we have an animal lover who claims that she found what she believed was an injured creature on the pavement and spent the night looking after it, despite it being somewhat lighter and fluffier than the spiky creature hedgehog that she thought it would be. So the next morning, you know, being diligent, she took what she thought was this motionless mammal to the Lower Mosswood Nature Reserve and Wildlife Hospital in Knutsford, Cheshire, in a box meticulously lined with newspaper, and even placed a small dish of food next to it as she remained by its bedside.
This has to be in England.
It is, yes. Okay. But when the hospital manager opened the box, she realized that the hedgehog was not a hedgehog. It was, in fact, a fluffy hat bobble that goes to a woolly hat. Yes, this woman spent the entire night caring for a hat bobble, thinking it was a live animal. Now, my question is, what was she drinking?
And where do I get some?
Where do I get some of that?
So we're talking about the pom-poms that go on top of the knit cap.
That's exactly right, yeah. It's this little furry, it almost looks like a little fur bobble thing. There's a nice little picture of it in the box next to the thing of food.
Do you know why those exist?
The baubles?
Yeah.
I do not.
Because in the French Navy back in the day, knit caps were all the thing. And the United States Navy still has a knit cap. It's a black cap. It's called a watch cap. And I never liked mine. In fact, as soon as I got out of basic training, I kind of ditched it. Because knit caps without the bobble on top, without the thing on top, the pom-pom, just don't look right to me. Sorry, I know many of you wear them and you think they're cool. I just think they look sad. But the French invented that because their powder monkeys on the old ships of the line and frigates and stuff were banging their heads on the overheads because they were very low. And that helped cushion or warn them that they were too close to the overhead.
Okay.
So they're very French anyway.
Okay. Well,
Windermere, it is the language of Florida. Yeah. Windermere, Florida. A bizarre shoplifting event at a Polk County convenience store has landed a Windermere man in jail. No big surprise that a Florida man has gone to jail. According to the Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd, Anton Aftanov Karamfilov. That's a mouthful. Some Russian dude was caught on surveillance video entering a Love's truck stop on, and the story literally says, Perrin Date Close Perrin.
Oops.
Because, you know,
editors Florida. Failed that one.
For whatever it's worth, I love Love's Country Stores. They're one of my favorite places to go. The video shows the Russian dude pausing to look at a sign, which depicts a sheriff's patrol card with the message, quote, free ride if you shoplift from this store, unquote. The sheriff called the act which follows baffling and noted, quote, thankfully, the only free ride Mr. Russian guy received was to the Polk County Jail, unquote. He stated that after reading the sign, the Russian guy proceeded to select beef jerky and pistachio nuts before attempting to leave the store without paying. When confronted by employees, this is Florida, folks. This is not Washington or California where the employees just go. This is Florida where basically everybody's carrying, right? When confronted by the employees, the Russian guy fled to a waiting Lowe's store box truck. Sheriff Judd, the sheriff, said, quote, It appears that he may have misunderstood the message on our sign. Free rides for anybody caught shoplifting. Mm-hmm. He decided he wanted a free ride. Shoplifting is a crime, and Lowe's likely wouldn't have appreciated him driving their truck off without authorization either. He was apprehended, charged with first-degree petty theft. Good news is that Love's Country Stores, which again I love, recovered the stolen snacks. Which leaves me questioning things like, okay, what did they do? Were they not evidence? Or did they go back on the shelf?
That's a good question.
Either way, it makes me say,
WTF?
Welcome back. I'm Rabbi Dave.
I am Friar Rod. And Dave, we have some breaking news here because Trump has now come out and he slammed Biden's blasphemous move to declare Easter Sunday Transgender Day of Visibility.
Didn't you do that yesterday?
Well, yeah. Okay. I guess it is breaking news from yesterday.
Yeah,
because really today is definitely news. Not
definitely Sunday.
Saturday.
Yes, it's not Saturday.
Okay.
So he would have done that yesterday. Like me. I went to the Dodger game last night.
Now, how was it?
Well, it's kind of like this. I love the Tacoma Rainiers. I have since the 1980s when I first moved here. Of course, back then they were the Tigers. But I'm from Oklahoma City. So either way, I went. Right? That's kind of the way I went to the game last night. It's what I tweeted to both teams. Either way, I went.
Yeah.
But here's the problem with all this. Oklahoma City, which is a AAA minor league team in the Pacific Coast League, for some ungodly reason, some years ago, they were the Oklahoma City 89ers, which is the perfect name for a team from Oklahoma. 1889 was the year of the Oklahoma land rush, the first land rush. It's the perfect name, okay? Okay. For some unbelievable reason, they changed it to the Red Hawks in the 90s. Red Hawks made no sense. Yes, there are Red Hawks in Oklahoma, but they are not the state bird. The state bird is the scissor tail, and they could have done that, but they didn't. They went with Red Hawks. It was okay, but who cares? About 5-6 years ago, they became the Los Angeles Dodgers minor league team, the AAA team, which was great. Got a new ballpark, town ballpark in downtown, just beautiful. Fantastic. I've been there. It's great minor league ball. And they changed the name to the Oklahoma City Dodgers, which fit. Oklahoma City Dodgers, Los Angeles Dodgers, perfect. Yeah. And the uniforms that we wear look just like the Dodger uniforms, except they say Oklahoma City instead of Los Angeles. And the hat has the same font as the LA, but it says OKC. And I love my OKC hat.
Okay.
Because I'm a native Oklahoman. I'm born in Oklahoma City. It's where I'm from. But I like the Rainiers a lot. I love the Rainiers. In fact, 40 years ago, 1987-ish, I thought I was dating a gal whose roommate was an art psychology major. As it turns out, I wasn't actually dating her. I just thought I was.
Okay. That's reasons a story for that. In and of itself.
Well, yeah, because... you know, Lesbian Awareness Day was coming up. And I was not aware. Anyway, I guess they were a little more than roommates. Anyway,
so you were friend zoned.
Yes. Figuratively as well as literally. Anyway, her roommate was an art psychology major who was working on a roommate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Anyway, yeah.
So she's working on a project where she needs normal people like me to create artwork. And the thing is, draw for me your happy place. Where do you like to go that makes you happy? And I drew a picture of Cheney Stadium, which is in Tacoma, which is still my favorite ballpark. I know Banner Island Ballpark is right up there, but Cheney Stadium, 425 feet to center field with a 30-foot wall on top of it. I've seen one person hit one over that, and that guy was Jose Canseco. And when I got to interview Jose Canseco some years later, and when I was working for KWSX, I brought that up to him, and he was like, yeah, I remember that. Unfortunately, the interview was so full of technical problems and crazy people that it never aired. So at any rate, putting all that aside, that's what I drew. Cheney Stadium, it's my favorite. I love Cheney Stadium. I love the Rainiers. And so I'm going to this game tonight. For some ungodly reason, the point of that was the Rainiers were the Tigers before. So they changed their name too from Tigers to Rainiers because the Seattle Rainiers were the original PCL team. And when the Tacoma Tigers became the Seattle Rainiers or Seattle Mariners minor league team, they changed it to Rainiers. Makes sense. Mount Rainier is right there. Boom. You can't miss it. Tacoma Rainiers is perfect. Oklahoma City Dodgers was perfect. The Oklahoma City team is still the minor league team for the Los Angeles Dodgers. But you know what our name is now?
I have no idea.
I'm not making this up. I swear to God. The Oklahoma City Baseball Club.
Oh.
Because we've had an entire freaking year to decide on this new name, and we couldn't. In point of fact, we didn't even change the uniforms. The uniforms still look exactly the same, except that it doesn't say Dodgers on it anymore. It just says 405, which is the area code for Oklahoma. So I sat in the stands last night and went, let's go baseball club. Let's go baseball club.
Could be worse.
Really? How?
The Modesto Nuts?
At least it makes sense.
Let's go nuts.
At least it makes sense.
Well, it does. It does. But I would rather have it reflect the team that they're the farm club for.
See, I wouldn't, because the Rockies are, in my view, well, now they're the Mariners. They were the Rockies when they became the Nuts, but now they're the Mariners colleague.
Yeah.
The problem with being anything associated with the Colorado Rockies is the Modesto Nuts hired Lynn Cicada to be their manager. At one point, the Rockies hired him to manage the Nuts. Lynn Cicada, for those of you who don't know, played for the Baltimore Orioles back in the 80s. He was part of their championship winning teams. He was one of those plays everywhere kind of guys. He was really good at everything. He is the winningest manager in the history of the California League. The guy knows how to win. San Jose Giants for many, many years. Colorado hires him to manage Modesto. And then they fire him because he's trying to win games, not develop players. I'm not making this up. They fired him because his attitude was, I would rather win games than worry about how many pitches a pitcher has thrown, blah, 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 blah. Now, you could make the argument that it's single A ball, you're supposed to be developing players. And I would buy that argument if the players were moving from Modesto to Albuquerque to Colorado and competing every year for pennants and World Series. Yeah. But we're talking about the Colorado Rockies here, who are, to borrow a phrase, committed to mediocrity. Yeah. Winning definitely not something that the Colorado Rockies care about in any way, shape, or form. But at least the Nuts have a name, which makes sense. Baseball club. That's the name that we're stuck with for an entire season. It's like the Redskins when they changed to just Washington.
I like the Trash Pandas. That name is great.
That's a great name. The Blue Wahoos is a good name.
Mm-hmm.
The Tides is a good name. It's the beauty of minor league. What are you going to come up with that's better for Oklahoma City than either the 89ers or the Dodgers? What are you going to come up with that's better? The Dalton gang? You can't go there because you can't be violent anymore. You can't be gunslingers or anything like that. You can't have Sooners. That's already taken. I was appalled. It was embarrassing. And if you want to know what happened, go to MILB.com and look up the box score of the game. And because today, I just don't feel like talking about that.
It's definitely not Saturday, so you don't know.
Or I couldn't possibly know the outcome of the game in advance. No.
Well, the A's are losing.
What else is new? Baseball's back. The Mariners still suck. The A's still suck.
Yeah. The A's are going to lose until they get to Las Vegas. They're not going to put any money into them.
Didn't help the Raiders.
Well, that's an ownership issue right there.
Oh, you don't think the A's have an ownership issue?
Well, I do, because they tend to sell all their good players. It's like, come on, man.
Who's the A's big rival? Who's their biggest rival?
Right now? Off the top of my head, I don't know anymore.
There was a time when it would have been the Giants.
It's a big deal when they play the Giants, but I don't know that it's their biggest rival.
But you'd have to say Texas or California or Seattle. Which guarantees that once you move to Las Vegas, this may be a positive here, because if what happened to the Raiders happens to the A's, that means Seattle will win the World Series on their field.
Well, there you go.
And we'll be excited about that up here. Woohoo! Never going to happen. Seattle in the World Series. I mean, the Rockies made the World Series once. Do you remember that season?
No.
Okay, this was so bizarre. Because it wasn't that the Rockies were any good or anything like that. They were perfectly mediocre. And then in September of that year, they started winning a game. They won a game. And you know what happens when you win a second game? Then you call that a winning streak.
Sure.
And then that starts building, and guys stop changing their underwear.
Of course. They don't wash.
They don't shave. They don't do any of those kinds of things. And this went on and on. And on and on. 21 games, as I recall.
It's amazing.
And they win the division. They get into the playoffs. They keep going. They beat Philadelphia 4-0, as I recall, in the playoffs. Get all the way to the World Series against the Red Sox. And, of course, the Red Sox were the steroid-based cheaters that they were. The Rockies didn't know nothing about that. All they knew was, we just haven't taken a shower in a month and a half. And the Red Sox beat the living snot out of them. But anyway, that's it. That's the entire Rockies highlight for their entire existence.
Yeah.
So anyway, baseball's back. My team doesn't really have a name. Major leagues are back. I'm loving this because I just sit here and watch baseball all day.
Yeah.
My days are good. And I don't have to talk to people about the bridge accident in Maryland.
Oh, that was rubbing you the wrong way, wasn't it?
Good Lord. All these people who have never stood a deck watch a day in their life. They don't even know what a deck is. This is just like the Fitzgerald all over again. Davis had to be a terrorist attack. There's no way this was an accident. Just shut up. And it's even worse that my fellow compatriots in this talk business.
Yeah.
Because you almost have to do it for that because, you know, you're trying to generate phone calls and interest. So you almost have to go, well, it could have been. I can't rule it out. That's my favorite guy. Well, I can't rule it out. I can't say that it wasn't because I don't know.
Well, yeah, you can't say that it was because you don't know.
You don't know. And anybody that has the common sense that God gave coleslaw knows, can see that it wasn't a terrorist attack. But it didn't stop people from sending me stuff like that. And
well, the funny thing is that if it were really a terrorist attack, it wouldn't have happened in the middle of the night when no one's on the bridge.
They wouldn't have called in a mayday and called Maryland State Department of Transportation. Hey, we're drifting into the bridge here. You might want to shut it down. Yeah. They wouldn't have done that.
They wouldn't have dropped their anchor. They wouldn't have.
But they might have done it for $5,000. And then we could hook them up to Omega on their nutsack and go, confess! And on that note, happy Easter to all of you who practice. Happy Transgender Visibility Day for the rest of you that practice. And
don't forget to send us an email at WTF@whatthefrock.org or post on our Facebook page.
Appreciate that. On that note, I'm Rabbi Dave.
And I am Friar Rod.
And this has been a definitely Easter Sunday episode of
What the Frock?